We magnify him for being with you this morning. We thank God for his faithfulness and his diligence to bring his people home. I thank God for allowing us to be here this Sunday. I know we'll be either in the cloud or in the crowd. We'll keep saying that until our cloud party. Amen. God is good. So the first thing I want to do is pray for the people that have not. I want to pray for the people that you are praying for and praying with that are in need of salvation. Amen. How's that? Our job, the Bible says, go into the highways and hedges and compel or forcibly persuade men to come unto him, because a lot of the world is completely unaware of what's about to hit. They are either unaware or unconcerned or under advised. Is that a word? Under advised?
Ill advised.
Or they haven't been they don't realize the severity of the situation that we are in or that the world is in. They don't get it. They don't realize that it's going to be way worse than a lot of people expect it's going to be. They think, oh, well, things will go back to normal and everything will be okay and that'll be it. And nothing could be further from the truth. God has assigned his people. The Bible says the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The harvest is plenteous. There's plenty of work to do, but there are not enough people active harvesting the fruit, harvesting the crop. And so our job is to pray for those that are unaware of the predicament that the earth is now in, and the situation that's headed this way, full throttle, full blast. It's headed this way. And it doesn't matter what you think, things are not gonna change because you don't believe that all of this is necessary. Amen. So let's pray for those that are in need of salvation. Talking about your relatives, your spouses, your children, your neighbors, your enemies, even you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for another opportunity to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity to preach and to teach and to pray for, with, and over your people. And we're asking, Father, that you would use us in such a way that we will affect those that are still not on the ark, that we will affect those that are still not pursuing you according to your will, that we will be able to speak, say, be an example, do something to wake up those that are still asleep. Father, we're praying that this service and services like this and the gospel that you have given us to preach and the warnings that you've given us to send out to the people will take effect, that it will fall on good ground so that someone will be blessed and someone will be helped, and they can bless and help somebody else who can bless and help somebody else, and so on, just like you have created it to be. Touch this service, bless the ministers, the pastors, bless every member of Soldiers for Christ anywhere and everywhere in the world. And those that are not members, but they are members of the body of Christ, and those that are just looking for a place where they can be fed, we're asking that you would stir the minds and fix the situation and the atmosphere so that they can be more attentive and more effective in the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So I would like my some glasses. Oh. I like to say some of the people that we've been praying for over the week, the prayer team has been praying for, Bailey, Mark S, Robert V, can I see a last letter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bailey N, good morning, David. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Amen. Bailey N, Mark S, Robert V, Ronnie S, Jennifer B, Margay, Troy T, Chrislyn. Did I say that right, Chrislyn?
No, you put
it down. Lisa. Oh, I'm sorry. Lisa R, Dustin,
Is this the Dustin with the book?
I don't know.
No, I don't think this is the same Dustin with the book. Okay, but Dustin, nevertheless, God bless you. Johnny L. Marges. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the same person.
Okay, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, Idanette, Sparta, Joel, and we don't do the last names because we want to respect your privacy. Amen. And there's a lot of Looney Tunes out there, so we want to respect your privacy. And so we want you to know that there's a prayer. I don't know why they hiding all in the back. Amen. The prayer list that we've been praying, the soldiers have been praying for you this week. Amen. I pray that you are not discouraged. If we're still here, it's because God's got a plan. And no matter how much we win, it's just like the kids. When your kids are anxious because they don't know the whole plan, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Can we get this? Can we get this? No, just hold on. You know, things will be all right in a minute. No, I want it now. I want it now. Let's do it now. Let's stop now. Let's stop. It's like, look, you don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So just hold tight. And you keep bugging me and I might reach back there and smack you. So what? Tell me you, amen. So we are the children of God. I know we keep bugging God. I've actually tried to stop bugging him because I respect the fact that he know what he's doing.
Right.
And you know, you keep bugging God, he might have to sedate you for a minute. You know, so you stop bugging him so he can go, because he knows what he's doing. And he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. That was a song.
Yes.
He's always on time. And so you have to trust God that he knows what he's doing.
Amen.
You have to trust. He's the same God that threw the stars in the sky. He put the sun in orbit and it's still there. The earth is still orbiting the sun and the moon is still doing it. Everything is still doing what God has commanded it to do when he told it the first time, and he only told it once.
Yes. Amen.
He told the moon to be in orbit one time and it hasn't stopped yet. He tell us every day and we ain't got, I'm just saying. So give God an opportunity to be God. Let him do what God does because he does it best. Amen?
Amen.
Just a little something. Do we have many prayers this morning?
Yes.
Okay, just a little something before we go into prayer. I got this from one of our soldiers, frontline soldiers, hardworking soldier. And I thought I would share this with you. I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, if something happened with the shot and I die, I got a $150,000 life insurance policy, and at least my family be taken care of. Tap Newswire, okay? Tap Newswire. If you die from the vaccine, your life insurance won't pay, as it is an experimental medical intervention.
Wow.
So if you die because you've taken these shots, your life insurance is not going to pay off if you die because of the shots, because it is an experimental medical intervention. How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
So you've been saving all your life on this insurance, and then you take the shot because you're so happy. I'm compliant. Yay, I get to take the third shot. Ooh-wee. And you die because of the shot. All that you work for goes to naught. So now they don't have you, and they don't have what you saved up for. Just thought I'd let you know. Is that deep? One of our frontline soldiers sent that this morning. One of our frontline soldiers right on the front line, bobbing and weaving, ducking and diving, sent that to him. Is that devious?
Very.
Just evil. Just evil. I'm going to kill you, and then nobody's going to benefit from your death. Just evil. See, we're not even in a tribulation. This is the easy part. This is the easy part. This is before anything, any of that happens. This is the easy part. What you think will happen when the church is gone? And you think you bad enough, you're going to be able to, you know, you tripping. You need to get on the, that they thought Noah was crazy until it started raining.
Mm-hmm.
Noah was a theorist. No, what's that they call us?
Conspiracy
theorist. Until it started raining. Then they're like, he might have a point. Then when the door closed, Noah was right. But the catch is, the door was closed. You keep thinking the Bible is just a good book, or the Bible is full of conspiracy theories. You keep thinking that. You just keep on doing that. Just keep on and see what happens. Amen. All right, Mama, come on.
Tania.
Tania.
She was on our prayer list last week. She's asking for continual prayer over her mom. Her mom is the one who's experiencing peripheral neuropathy from the chemotherapy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And her pain is pretty high. It's a 9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10. And yeah. This is on her eyes?
Hands and feet.
Hands and feet. Glory. Can I, first of all, why y'all way back there? Well, y'all, I washed. I smell great. I smell fantastic. Y'all don't need to be all back there. Y'all come on up a little bit, okay? I brushed my teeth and everything, so y'all, I even sprayed. So there is no excuse for y'all not being up here. Amen. All right, read that again.
Tania is asking for her prayer for her mom.
Tania. Does she give her mom's name by chance?
She does not.
She does not. That's okay.
But
that's
her
okay.
Mom is experiencing pain in her hands and feet, which is called peripheral neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And is because of chemotherapy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And right now her pain is a 9 out of 10.
Her legs and feet, right?
Yeah.
This is what I would ask. We're going to pray. But I would also ask that you would anoint her feet with oil and wrap her feet before she goes to bed, in the tallit, and lay hands on her. Because no matter the cause, God has the solution. Amen. And if you don't have a tallit, let her know to contact us directly. If you don't have a tallit and oil for to do that, I will gladly have it sent out to you. Pastor, come here. Yes, This is the sister, soul sister soldier that handles hundreds and hundreds of requests, sending out to leads and oil and information and this and that and all. 95 to 99% of the stuff that you get, it came from her office. She does it. So don't be tripping. And don't be sweating, because there's only one person doing it, and she only, and believe it or not, she has a job and a home and a husband, okay? And she got us. So if she's not tending to you 25 hours a day, how many hours a day is it?
Right,
25 hours a day. How many days a week is it? 8 days a week.
Uh-huh.
It might be because she's a little tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, many, many times she's out of merchandise. I have to order it and wait for somebody else to deliver it to us so that I can deliver it to her so she can send it to you.
Yeah.
So be nice, be calm, and remember, this is all for free. So give us a look, cut us a little slack.
Be patient.
Be patient. That's all we ask. We're doing this because God wanted us to do it, and we want to do it. It is in us to do it, but you gotta, don't use the chat rooms to complain about, I didn't get mine yet.
Mm-hmm.
Email me or her and say, just a cute reminder, just an FYI, do you have an ETA on the whatever? And we will politely and gladly send you a response. That's all we're asking, just be nice. We're in this battle together, amen?
Amen.
Did we do okay?
We did.
You got something else you wanna throw in there?
If you can please be so kind, not the extra messages, so it makes the order list actually longer. So I know the songs and the poems and the messages to Pastor Sandy and all of those things. If there has been emails that have been provided for that information, it would be best for everyone to expedite the actual order that the email is for, is to send those requests to the emails that they actually belong to, because it just makes things longer.
Clogs
and actually sending your request to like Niara, our prayer request person who keeps track of that, to send your orders to other emails for the Bible 101 delays the process.
Yes.
You go to the end of the list. And to crowd this email, the Bible 101, with other emails crowds the list.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can please comply with the instructions that have been provided, that would make it easier for you. And then one other thing, let's look at this as in sending up a prayer to the Lord. Know that He has received it. He may not answer when you want Him to, but He's gonna answer right on time.
Amen.
So in the meantime, check the mental attitudes of where it is that you are with waiting. Maybe patience is your season this season. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Amen. If you send your prayers to S4C Praying With You, Mother Niara, she is extremely excellent in doing what we have asked her to do. Extremely and extremely competent. She can do this. Send Pastor Sandy's emails to Pastor Sandy. We give everybody on the planet that email address. If you don't have it, contact us. We'll send it to you. If you got something to send to me, if you must, go ahead and send it to me. You know, I have hundreds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have hundreds of emails I haven't even opened yet because I can't get to them because I got a lot of them. And so sending things where they should go just helps your and gets you to the right person at the right time with the right response much quicker. Because if you send it to me, it might be a week before I get to that one. And then I got to send it to somebody when it goes to the bottom of the, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so there's 5 or 6 emails around here. If you don't know which one, I'll have Janelle put up a list of who gets what. I'll put it on our Facebook of who gets what. And then we can expedite your situation much, much quicker.
Amen.
Do we do that right?
Amen.
Because I got to tell you, my email is scary. Amen. Pastor Sandy said, thank God I ain't got your email address. Amen, because it's scary. Amen. So, amen, that's it for the commercial. Amen. Now, I want to get back to my sister.
Tiana
and her mother. If you don't have any oil, if you don't have a tallit, I will be extremely happy to send it to, ask Minister Tiara to send it to you. Amen. Just email us direct, s4ctroops@aol.com, and just put...
email us at s4cbible101@gmail.com.
Okay.
And she will get that information.
Just put in your email that Pastor Ben told me to request. Put that in the RE.
In the subject line.
In the subject line. Pastor Ben asked me to ask you to send or something to that. That way she knows that it's something that needs to be done sooner than later. Amen? Is that good? Okay, amen. All right. So, and then once you get that, then you anoint her. Once you get it, you let us know because we want to be praying with you for 3 days when you get it. And you will anoint her feet and then you wrap her legs and her feet and then you wrap the tallit around it and we'll be praying and ask the Lord to do something in this environment for the healing and the deliverance. And I'm telling you, God is more than able. He said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Tiana, right?
Tiana.
Father God, can I get y'all to raise your hands with me? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to bless your people with information. You said, Lord, my people err for the lack of knowledge. We thank you for giving us the knowledge to provide to your people. We're asking, Lord, that you would do something for our sister, for that household, for Tiana's mother, that you would heal, that you would give her relief. That you would give her relief, Lord, that you would ease the pain. It's a 9. We can't have that, Lord. According to your will for her life, we're asking that you, even if you don't take it all away, shrink it to the point where it's manageable. Do something, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that will bring relief and comfort to this soldier, to that home, to that atmosphere, so that they will understand that you are still listening and that the prayers are being answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Next on our list is Maggie.
Maggie.
Maggie is asking for prayer over her husband, Teddy, who is backslidden, which is resulting in alcohol consumption.
Ooh.
Also for her daughter, who is suffering from pain from fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the pain is attacking her mind.
Oh.
Her thoughts.
And yeah,
so she's
asking
for prayer concerning that.
Amen. Hey, Ruben, good to see you. Hey, Preacher Lloyd, and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Claudia.
Thank you, Jesus.
For her daughter and for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
What's the mom's wife's
name? Her name is Maggie.
Maggie. For her, wow. Alcohol does not solve anything. It doesn't bring peace. It doesn't bring joy. It does not bring resolution. And it is a poor, temporary fix. At best. At best, it is a poor, temporary fix to a problem that's still there when you sober up. Amen. Well, how you know? You've been a pastor all your life. Yeah, okay. I ain't never sinned. I ain't never had to repent. I ain't never did. See, you stupid. See, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. If you think you know somebody that has never sinned, you got an issue. Right? If you think you know somebody that has never sinned, we are born into a world of sin. Sin is, when you are born into this world, sin is wrapped all around you. It's everywhere you are. You are born into darkness. So even if you have not sinned personally because you're 3 days old, you are still surrounded and covered in the nature of sin because you're born into a sinful world.
Amen.
And then when you grow up and learn how to lie, now you start your own sins. So the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, everybody. And I'm not in jail, but not because I shouldn't have been. Y'all understand? It's not because I'm so smart I didn't get caught, because God says, well, if that idiot gets locked up, I ain't going to be able to use him to preach. So let me keep this fool out of jail kind of thing. You know, I'm just telling it like it is. I'm just saying. Right? So yeah, I'm the only one in the church that's ever that can say that. No, I was being sarcastic, but y'all didn't catch it. Because I know a couple of y'all should be locked up right now. All I'm saying is that, amen. Pastor Drew, you got my back, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Why you? But see, I got your back way back. David, I don't know why you joined this, because you see how they are. Amen. All I'm saying is this. The only true peace is in Christ. The only comfort, true comfort, is in Christ. The only true resolution is in Christ.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That's the only place you're gonna find true peace and true resolution and true forgiveness. That's the only place you're gonna find it. Amen. So we're gonna be praying for this husband. Did she say he lost his job or he got sick?
He's backsliding.
He's backsliding. Well, he's sick. He's sick. He's sick. Because I caught part of your teaching this morning about when Jesus was about talking about the sick. It's that the spirit, the sick in the spirit. The Bible tells us that the poor you'll have with you always. Is that right? He wasn't talking about financial poor. God considers anyone that does not have a relationship with him poor.
Amen.
Amen.
Right? And people that don't have a relationship with God, God calls them poor. And he said, the poor you will have with you always.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't want poor people in the church.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
God does not want poor people in his house. He's not talking about your checkbook. He's talking about your relationship.
Yes.
This man has become poor in Christ, and he needs to be renewed in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Because sin caused physical problems. I know you don't think it does, but it does. Sin caused physical problems. Because God will protect you and he will cover you. And he'll even keep you from looking as old as you are sometime. If you walk for him, if you talk for him, if you live for him, he'll keep you from looking like the boogly bear you ought to look like. He can keep you. He can do that.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a witness. He can do that.
Amen.
He can keep you from looking like an old crow, but you got to give him, you got to be to him what he needs you to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
You have to, because there are benefits in being a soldier for Christ. There are benefits in being in relationship with Christ. There are benefits. Benefits you can't even imagine, benefits that you are even unaware of.
Amen.
So we need to pray that he aligns himself back with Christ while there's still time.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. We need to pray for the healing for her daughter, right?
Yes.
Healing for her daughter. Healing and deliverance. They're back. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Praying for healing and deliverance for that daughter. Yes. Praying for that atmosphere.
Yes.
That because once he backslid, what kind of demons now are in that atmosphere because of his backslidden state?
Yes.
That are affecting the rest of the house.
Yes.
That are affecting your health.
Yes.
See, you don't understand. If you have demons in your house, ain't no telling what else you got in there.
Amen.
Because you don't know what demons they are and what they brought with them. And demons got friends and cousins.
Yes.
And relatives.
Yes.
That they bring with them.
Yes.
Amen. Because the Bible even tells us that you once, I'm not quoting, I'm just paraphrasing. But once you get God cleans up the temple and it's all sparkling and clean, and then you go back out into the world. The Bible says seven devils more wicked than the first one will enter into the temple that God has cleaned up. You couldn't stay straight with one demon.
Right.
What you gonna do with seven? And bring it. He didn't say how. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Getting in Christ and staying in Christ.
Yes.
That's the goal. Not just to get in, but to get in and stay in. Because you'll find yourself in a worse state if you leave than you were when you first came.
Amen.
Amen. And it is imperative, it is necessary that you stay in Christ at any cost.
Amen.
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 At every cost.
Amen.
It's necessary because, for one, if you get out, you don't know if you can have an opportunity to get back in.
Amen.
Well, I'll just get back in when I get finished. I'll just hop back in. You don't know that. The Bible said tomorrow's not promised. You might be part. You might be part of that. Not promised.
Amen.
There are a lot of people at Forest Lawn were surprised that that's where they are. There's a lot of people. Well, they ain't surprised now. When they woke up there, they were surprised.
Right. When they woke up there.
They were surprised at a what? They were surprised they're not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They can't believe it. But I was just, well, you did.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way it is, and that's that. And once you get on the other side, that's it. Once you enter into eternity, that's it. There's no more repentance. There's no more, I'm going to read my Bible now, Lord. There's no, I believe now, Lord. I believe. He's like, yeah, the demons believe.
Right.
You ain't no different from them now. Right?
Amen.
We want to pray for that house and every house that's in the same situation.
Yes.
We want to pray for that family, for healing and deliverance, and that soldier will find his way back to Christ, because it affects everything and everybody that's in his atmosphere. Because now that's another person walking. That's not the same person. That's a whole different person now. Because when you're into Christ, you are a new creation. All old things have passed away. When you step back out of Christ, you're no longer that new creation. Or maybe you're still a new creation, but you're all muddied up. You're all messed up now. I'm a new creation, but I'm all messed up now. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that family, we pray. We pray for healing and deliverance of the body and the mind and the spirit. We pray for salvation for those that have gone back into the world. God, going back into the world, back into this world. This is no place to go back to. When you give your life to Christ, you can't go back to your old life. Your old life no longer exists. That old life was destroyed when you came into Christ. When you leave Christ, you're not going back into that old life. You're trying to rebuild what you used to have. Jesus. That no longer exists. Are y'all listening? You are not entering back. You're not returning back to who you were. Who you were no longer exists. You are now trying to recreate. That's why nobody accepts you now. Jesus. That's why your old friends don't see you anymore like they used to. Because the old you no longer exists. And now you're trying to recreate what used to be. And it's not working. Because you don't have the power or the authority to recreate what God has already put us under.
Amen.
You don't have the authority to recreate what God has already destroyed. Amen. That no longer exists. So going back into the world trying to recreate what you used to be, it's never going to happen.
Amen.
And you let Satan make you think, I'm bigger and better now than I ever was. No, you're not.
Hallelujah.
You are a sinner in sin. You are never going to be what you used to be. And they're never going to accept you for what you used to be. Because they know that's not who you were.
Amen.
They know it. And they're never going to see you like they used to. Father, heal that house. Heal the body. Heal the land. Heal the minds. Heal the will to live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Beverly is asking for prayer. She's been experiencing anxious fear and depression.
Mm-hmm.
She is a believer, but she's struggling with being a procrastinator. She used a word that I won't use for herself. I'm going to say procrastinator.
Mm-hmm.
She's also praying for her mom, who has a blood clot in her head that's the result of an assault.
Oh, boy.
Just several prayers. So we're asking for prayer over her family in general.
Yes, yes, yes. Procrastination, they said, is a thief of time.
Mm-hmm.
I keep putting it off, keep putting it off, keep putting it off. Next thing you know, it's off. It's showing up off.
Yeah, it's off.
I told y'all what happened with me and my gas bill, didn't I?
Mm-mm.
Long time, long time ago, I had the money in my pocket. I had the gas bill on my desk. I meant to pay it.
Wow.
I made arrangements to pay it.
Yeah.
I had the money in my pocket. I kept saying, I'm gonna get it today. Well, I got it one day. I went to cook something and with nothing, it was off. They cut my stuff off. I called them. I said, hey. I said, y'all cut my gas off, but I got the money. I just forgot. I'm looking for some sympathy now.
Right.
I just forgot. I had the money in my pocket. I meant to do it. I just forgot. She said, well, Mr. Davis, I assure you, you may forget about us, but we will not forget about you. Those were her words. I'll never forget it. From that day on, I never forgot to pay my gas bill. Never. Because listen, you might forget about God. But God is not going to forget about you. You might even forget the promise that you made God when you accepted him. But he has not forgotten the promise you made him when you accepted him and you asked him to come into you. You may forget the commitment that you made to God, but God is never going to forget the commitment he made to you. And he's not going to forget the commitment you made to him.
Amen.
And you may act like it's not important today, but one day that's going to be the only thing on your mind, the commitment I made to God. What day is that? When you meet him. He's going to remind, he won't have to remind you. You'll remember. All the promises I made God. I told God I was going to be a better wife. I told him I was going to be a better husband. I told him I was going to take care of my kids. I told him I'd be faithful. The Bible said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner of some is. There is a reason why God said you need to gather together as a body. There's a reason he said that.
Yeah.
Because metal sharpens metal. Iron sharpens iron. I was talking to one of our members yesterday, and it really blessed me. She said, it's wonderful listening on YouTube, but it's something different when you are right in the present.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God is moving, and we can talk one-on-one, and we encourage each other.
Yes. Amen.
YouTube is wonderful. Thank God. But ain't nothing like being in person.
Amen.
Nothing like it. And God knows it, because when we come together, we may come here weak and tired, but we leave here strong.
Amen.
And mighty. And the enemy knows that. So if I can keep you away from the rest of the people that are on fire, I'll soon put your fire out.
Yeah.
Amen. If I can just, if I can weigh you down long enough to keep you away from, see, the enemy thing is to divide and conquer. Yeah. If I can get you away from the people that will encourage you and lift you up and make you stronger, I got a better shot at destroying you, right? Because you're not near the, look, if my kid is near me, the enemy know, but don't come near, don't bother this one. But she gets to tipping away and she's, and I can't reach her fast enough. The enemy's got a better chance of snatching her up before I can get to her. Yeah. But if she's right here with me, you safe. Yeah. That's the same way it is. God had a reason for saying, forsake not the assembly of yourself together like some people do. Yeah. Read it. I didn't make that up. He wrote that. Because you need each other. If you can't, I get it, because the way that things are now, just people. But God has opened up some doors, and it ain't as crazy as it used to be. And sometimes people use that governor as an excuse not to do what you don't want to do anyway. I got two amens, but that's all right. You ain't got to say nothing. I already know I'm right. You ain't got to say nothing. I don't care. I was saying this before I met you. I know what I know. Amen. Amen. Did I pray for them yet? What's the praying for the whole household? And the mom has the blood clot.
There's a long list.
No, there's a long list.
I would pray for, they're praying for salvation and for healing.
Make sure to send me that list so I can be praying for that. I'm not going to go line by line. What's her name?
Beverly.
Mm-hmm. Beverly, I'm not going to go line by line in this prayer, but they're going to send me your list, and I'll be praying over that list this week, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every child, for every parent, for every adult, for every member of the body of Christ, for every person in that household that's seeking healing and deliverance for their family, we're praying in the name of Jesus that something will take effect in that home and that you will send your spirit to sweep out the things that are not like you, that you will send your presence to that house to make a change in the atmosphere. Because the atmosphere needs to change. There's something in that atmosphere that needs to change.
Yes.
And God knows exactly what it or they are. And God is the only one that can actively make that change. And so we're asking God so that there will be healing in that atmosphere, so that there will be peace in that atmosphere, so that there will be joy, and so that there will be the light of God shining through in that atmosphere, so that your people will be blessed. Father, let the healing take place in that atmosphere so that you get all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.
On the chat room, there's a Cassia.
Cassia?
She has a newborn baby who was born with the tongue and lip that's kind of tied together.
Oh.
She's praying for release without surgery.
Amen. I need you all to raise your hands with me. What did she give her name?
Cassia.
Baby boy. Cassia, we'll be praying in the name of Jesus. Father, I've seen you do things that were impossible. I've seen you do things. I've witnessed things that you've done that people would say could have never been done. When doctors say it's not possible, you made it possible. When doctors say we're gonna have to do this and do that because we don't know what else to do, but you said, no, don't do that. And you came in and you intervened and you fixed. Father, I know that you have the answer to this prayer. God!
Yes, yes, Lord.
I know that you have the answer to that prayer, that you can massage that tongue and that lip, that you could do something to cause the separation for the child. It's the baby boy, it's a newborn child. Father, you are able to give that baby a testimony at this age.
Yes.
You're able to give that those parents and those loved ones a testimony at this age.
Yes.
Father, you don't even have to go to the house, just send your word.
Yes, Lord.
I read about that in the Bible, Lord, so I know you can do it.
Yes.
I read about that in your word, so I know it is possible.
Yes.
I read that you've done that somewhere before, so I know you have no respect to person, so I know if you did it for them, you can do it for her.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. And they're asking without surgery.
Yeah.
Bless, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Keep us posted, Cassia.
Amen. Yes.
Keep us posted. We want to know what God is doing. Amen.
Earlier this week, we were praying for Chris's father. His father passed away on the 5th.
Okay.
And they say that he had a COVID infection that they weren't aware of. Chris had performed CPR on his father, not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's concerned because he has ulcerative colitis, that he's more susceptible to get ill.
Yes.
So he's asking for prayer for protection over his body.
Yes.
But he's also asking for prayer over his mind, because of course with the grief, along with his own physical challenges.
Oh my goodness. What's his name?
His name is Chris.
Chris. I need my brother.
Deshaun.
I need you to stand in for
Chris.
Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning, Deshaun. How you doing? All right. God bless you, son. God bless you. Thank you for coming. I need you to stand in. I need his hands. You hold up, Mama. Let T wash his hands. And Pastor Cole, anoint his hands with oil. Hallelujah. For God is worthy. What's his name again, Nikki?
Chris,
we, Deshaun is standing in for you since you are unable to be here. And we're praying that the Lord will heal and deliver. Amen. The mind is a powerful thing. And even if there's nothing actually wrong, good morning, Reuben. Even if there's nothing actually there, your mind can create an issue if it's not kept under submission. You understand what I mean? Your mind can make you think you have something that you don't have. Because your mind can give your body directions on things. People don't realize how powerful their mind is, and they don't realize that that's why Satan is so in love with controlling your mind. Because he understands how powerful your mind is. God made your mind powerful. And the enemy understands that you don't. Amen?
Amen.
All right. His name is
Chris.
Chris. Anoint our hands now. Amen. La Santicion. How long we got?
6 minutes.
Okay. I told you I was going to try to do better, so I'm going to try to do better. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Chris, right?
Yes.
Amen. Chris, I don't know when you hear this prayer, but whenever you hear this prayer, Chris, I need you to point both your hands toward me as I pray. And I need you, Chris. This is important. As a believer in Christ Jesus, as a believer in the power of the Most High God, I need you to believe that God is in control of your body. He's in control of your situation. He's in control of your atmosphere. And the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You need to walk by faith. Don't allow fear to enter into your mind to cause your body to create something that's not there. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We don't want your mind to create out of fear something that does not exist. We're worried and concerned about things that don't exist, causing issues. We don't want that. Amen?
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, his name is Chris, right?
Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this vessel that's standing in for Chris, and we're praying for Chris. Yeah. You understand the situation. You understand what's going on. Understand the mind, because you created the mind. You understand. We're praying, Lord, that you would heal his mind, give him peace. And in spite of what's going on in his own body, we're praying for healing and complete deliverance.
Yes.
Because you are the great healer. You are the great deliverer. Yes. You are the only true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are he. Larto Shamia. Our faith is in you, and we will not operate in fear, because you said fear is not of God. We will not operate in fear, because fear is not of God. Fear did not come from you, Father. Fear is not a spirit of yours. Fear does not belong to you. So we will not operate out of fear. We will not allow fear to enter into our atmosphere and change who we are in the spirit. We will not allow fear to take control of what's going on. We pray strength, power, healing, and deliverance. Not just him, but over this vessel, over Chris and the families involved. We bless you, Lord. If there is any sins, remove it, that you would get all praise, all honor, and all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, son.
Quick correction. It was not COVID. It's a C. diff infection.
C. diff?
Yeah. Which is a different type of infection.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's see. We're praying for Neil and his brother Chris in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They're suffering from flu.
Are those ones that just went in the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're praying for God. They didn't want to go because there's a lot of craziness going on. And then they were misdiagnosed, or the doctors just would not see them whatsoever. And medical personnel would not come to the house and wouldn't let them come there. And so they just had to do this in the UK. In the UK and in Israel and different places, they are really catching it. They're really, it's coming here, but they getting it there now. And we want to pray for them that the Lord will give them the healing and deliverance that they need. Are they both still in the hospital?
They're still in the hospital.
They're both still in the hospital. They've been contacting us. And thank you for keeping us up to date. They actually watch us on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, because I read it. I know. So so we want to pray for them. Can I have everyone lift your hands up? What's their names again?
Neil and Chris.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Neil and Chris. Neil and Chris. I need somebody to stand in for Neil and somebody to stand in for Chris. Come on, Chris. Now, is Chris a male or female?
They're both boys.
They're both boys. Come here, Chris. Come here, Neil.
Brothers.
The brothers. Well, I didn't say I remembered it all. I just said I read it all. Hey, man, you're way back. I see. Amen. 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 That's good, T. I missed you too, baby. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor T, if it's not too much of an inconvenience, stand behind my little brother here. And Pastor Drew, if it's not too much, stand behind here. And preacher, you come on up here, because I don't want you in the booth, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. You get on up here. Amen. 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 For God himself is worthy to be praised. I feel a deliverance coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I need their hands anointed. I wash, and I need them anointed. Amen. I love those shoes, David. I feel an anointing. Got Tex here with them kicks. I love them. Amen. Father, for God is worthy. Amen. God, I'm telling you, God, I feel a healing going on.
Amen.
Amen. You know, God in heaven can send his word everywhere. And it's just as effective if they were standing right here. Amen.
Amen.
I love our God. I love our God. Amen. For God is worthy to be praised. I'm excited. I'm excited about your healing. Just that's why I'm excited. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I could feel it running through me. I could feel their healing. Amen. Amen. Rub them hands together, brothers. Rub them hands together. Brothers. Now, brothers, take hands. Kisol namia. For God so loved the world.
Hallelujah.
That he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes.
That whosoever continues to believe in him. Yes. Shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the soldiers, the brothers that are represented here, the brothers that are laying in their bed in the hospital, the brothers that are dealing, but they have faith in the name of Jesus. Father, we're celebrating their healing and their deliverance. We're celebrating their healing. Yes. And deliverance. We're celebrating. We're thanking you. Yes. For their healing. We're thanking you for their deliverance.
Yes.
We thank you for their testimony.
Hallelujah.
For you are worthy of all praises. We give you praise. Oh, we're not asking you for healing. We're thanking you for healing. We're not asking you for deliverance. We're thanking you for their deliverance. We're not asking you to come in. We're thanking you for stepping in. We give you praise. We magnify you. We're not doing it in advance. We're doing it because it's happening, Lord, right now.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What do you got, sister? Amen. Woo! Getting tired now. Amen.
That's quite all right.
Amen.
Last week we prayed for Melanie.
Melanie.
Who had to go to the ER because she had a headache.
Yes, yes, yes.
She had a small aneurysm.
Uh-huh.
She had surgery and it was successful.
Yes! Do you know God used doctors and hospitals and firefighters and policemen and detectives and restaurant work? God used anybody and everybody he chooses. Listen, if God can use a donkey, amen, he can use an attorney.
Yes.
Amen. I had to find somebody that I didn't mind putting that on. Yeah. Amen. Because I couldn't put that on a doctor or officer or anybody. Amen. And attorneys, if you're a member of the body of Christ, forgive me. Amen. If God can use a dove to represent his presence, God can use a doctor.
Yes.
God can use anybody he chooses. And God will get into that situation and get into them hands, get into that mind, expedite that experience, and cause his people success.
Amen. Amen.
Tell me that God can't do it. I know he can. I'm a living witness. God can do whatever he chooses. And we thank God for the healing and deliverance. Amen. What else we got? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang, did y'all see that?
Yeah.
Eyes got big. Amen. Well, I guess that's it. I guess she has spoken. Amen. I'm about to put some prayer on that. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray over the children while I dismiss. Amen. All right. Bring them children up here. Amen. Amen. I have a praise report of my own. Amen. Come on, children. Come on. I know there's a couple of men here. Come on, children. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's okay. Amen. Come on, children. Come on. To the church. I need an adult behind every child. I need an adult behind every child. I need an adult behind every child. Now, if you don't, but I need a saved adult behind every child. I don't need no demon standing behind these kids. I need a saved adult behind every child. Well, there better not be none in here, but I'm just throwing it out there. Amen. I'm just putting it out there because you better not be standing behind mine. Amen. Oh, bring my little buddy up here. Bring him up here. Go on over there. Amen. My head all big in the camera. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. As I was trying to say before I was so joyfully interrupted, I have my own praise report. I am 61 today. Amen. Thank God. I never thought I'd see it. I never thought I'd see 61 for many reasons. I never thought I'd live this long. Not because of the rapture that we've been looking for and all that, but things were so crazy when I was younger. It just didn't look promising.
Right.
Amen. What do you say? Start counting backwards. it just didn't look promising. But God, in his infinite wisdom, I see another one. So I thank God for being here in the best place on the planet with his people. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Father God, as we pray over these children, didn't I say I want a dope behind every child?
They got them surrounded.
They got them surrounded.
Yeah.
They just won't listen. Amen. Jocko, come on over here. Amen. Come on over here, gal. Come on over here. Amen. You right there, right in there. Amen. Now, y'all, amen. Now, amen. Every child, amen, amen. Anybody in here, child's not here but hasn't been released yet? Anybody pregnant? Oh, y'all slow. Amen. Oh, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over the children. We pray for their atmosphere. We pray for their healing. We pray that you will continue to give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray for the children that are online, that are and that will be listening to this prayer. Do you know sometimes the parents have the children listening to the prayer and the messages?
Yeah.
We get emails and things about that. My child was listening. We got some artwork from some children that have listened.
Yeah.
and the children. So we're praying for the children that are even listening online, even either live or will listen later. We're praying for healing and deliverance for their atmosphere, for their families, for their parents and guardians and loved ones. We're praying that you would keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your presence, that no harm will come to them. If there's any sins in their atmosphere, remove it by your power and your blood in the name of Jesus, and bless these children everywhere. And either in the cloud or in the crowd, as Brother Lloyd would say, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. How we do?